Hello, creative people. Welcome to Creative Conversations. My name is Hollis Citron, and we are so happy that you have chosen to spend this hour with us. So I am owner and founder of I Am Creative and Express Yourself Publishing, and I am on a mission to expand the definition of creativity beyond a pencil and a paintbrush and empower people, especially adults, to own their voice that come in so many different forms. So this space was created to talk with people with all different jobs, hobbies, and interests, and have conversations about experiences and perspectives, all centered around three questions. One, how do you define creativity? Two, how do you incorporate it into your life? And three, why do you think it's important? Then we have a free-flowing conversation, and we see where it goes. So I have had the opportunity to talk to musicians, Reiki masters, mediums, doctor, lawyer, real estate agents, and so many more. And these conversations explore the reality that creativity is not cute, it is necessary. People have defined creativity as their soul's essence, courage, imagination, basically all that we are and want to be. So sharing these stories expands one's thinking and opens up self-expression to feel more empowered, connected, and dare I say, happy. My inspiring guest for today is Anya Bjarlin. Anya is a rising thought leader of her generation. She describes herself as just an ordinary girl with big dreams. Anya's authenticity alongside her burning desire to make a difference makes her undeniable. Through hardship, she has transformed her life and changed her mindset. Anya, welcome to the space. Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good, thank you. Thanks for being here. And am I saying your name correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. I just want to make sure. So happy that you're here. And could you just tell us a little bit more about yourself before we dive in?
Yeah, I'm from Norway. I live in Oslo, and I'm 26 years old. And I work as a mindset coach in my newly started business. And I also share my thoughts and inspiration on my YouTube channel and on my Instagram account. So that's a bit about me.
Yeah. So I'm really excited and looking forward to hearing about your journey because I know you have quite a story to tell. So I am looking forward to unraveling and unveiling that as we dive into the questions. So we're going to start off with a would you rather question and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
So Anya, would you rather watch nothing but Hallmark Christmas movies or nothing but horror movies?
Christmas movies.
That was fast.
Yeah, I don't like horror movies, or I really am really conscious of what I take in. So I don't want to take in too much negative things because I feel it affects me negatively and my life.
Did you ever like horror movies?
No, not really liked, but I watched it with friends when I was younger because it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I get it. I could never watch it. And I appreciate you saying being conscious of what you watch because you take it in. Totally get that because when I was working my full-time gig as an art teacher for, I've taught for 30 years, but my last stint, I would come home and I would just, there'd be a lot of emotions and being very empathic, taking so much in. And so just being kind of in a state of overwhelm. So whenever some kind of a movie, if we'd sit down as a family to watch a movie, they would just, I couldn't watch anything that was stressful. And they'd be like, it's just a movie. Like, what is your problem? It's just a movie. I'm like, but it's the feelings that come along with it. It's stressing me out and I don't want to watch any more stress. I just want to be happy.
Yeah, I feel that too so much. And my friends also don't really understand why I'm so sensitive at times. I can be like that with music and stuff like that. Everything really affects me. The word use and things like that. So, yeah, I like to keep it happy and joyful.
Yeah, and I like that you pointed that out too with words, with music.
Yeah.
It's really whatever you surround yourself with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, this will be good. So let's dive into the first question, which is, and first let me welcome. So thank you for all of you that are here live. So appreciate you being here. Please feel free to participate in the conversation by putting any questions or comments into the chat box where we can see them and we can respond. So thank you for being here. So Anya, first question is, how do you define creativity?
Yeah, I have thought about it before this podcast because I knew about that question. And for me, I think it's really about expressing how we feel, and not in a reactive way, but more in an authentic way, from kind of our truest, most authentic self. When we dare to be ourselves, then we can dare to be creative and have that courage to really show our true colors. And I think we do that through creativity.
Hmm. When I was listening to you, I like the word that you said in there, two words, attentive and courage. I think those are important words to point out to understand, because when you really are diving into understanding yourself more and being expressive, attentiveness and courage are important words to take in, because it's not always easy, is it?
No, it is. It is a journey to get to creativity, because we see all of these things outside of us, and we look, especially now when we can see everything on the internet and social media, we get so, there's so much to take in, and we are kind of feeling, or we have taken so much in that it's kind of hard to know what's our own and what is my creativity and what have I found from someone else, and how can I kind of find my own voice but also get inspiration from others.
Mm. Yeah, that fine line, right?
Yeah.
Of having your own and then, from others. Because there is, you're right, there's so much kind of, we're being barraged with information all the time. We hear this a lot, but, you know, there's just so much to see, so much to look at, which stirs up so many emotions. And you have to discern for yourself what serves and what doesn't serve.
Yeah. And also with I think when you are trying to find your own voice and you are looking outside, or if you're going to start a new project, you look at others' projects, and it get kind of you need to be strong to go for your own thing and not kind of only look for outside validation and tips. And just find your own thing. And that can be a journey, you know, on its own, to dare to find that in yourself.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Dare to find that in yourself. Dare to find that your authenticity. What lights you up? What excites you? What, you know, beyond just the, it's, When I left the classroom, as I said, I've been teaching for a while in many different settings. And at the age of 51, I was just like, done. Like, love what I do, love who I'm with, but I need a change. And I'd be lying to you if I told you I had everything lined up with all my ducks in a row, because I didn't. It was just an emotional thing where I was like, I know this is not serving anymore. It's not serving for my health. It's not serving for my family. I am not being the best version of myself, because I'm not showing up, because there's too many other things that are, I'm getting too stuck in my head.
Yeah.
But so freeing since it's been done. I have never been happier. My family is so much more appreciative of me showing up in a better, happier mindset. And it just feels, it's just freedom.
Yeah. And I think that is so important. And so many more people are waking up to this now. And it's so, I love to see it on Instagram or with people in general that are really just going for their dreams. It's really beautiful. And it is really courageous to do that, because it takes a lot of courage.
Yeah. Why do you think?
I think we are, I don't know, especially in Norway, I know that we are really, really learned to be or follow the group or be as everyone else and go by the systems. And we are not really supposed, we have been learned from a really, really young age that we should not think that we are better than anyone, or we should not think that we are really good, because then we are thinking that we are better than others. And we are kind of being learned to stay small in a way. And I think in many places we are learned to do this because we don't want to seem stuck up or high or too confident. But I think the world is opening more up to people just being themselves and being confident and loving themselves without judging it.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. But I think it's still, it is scary because we do want to be fit in. We do want to have people in our lives, and we are afraid that they won't like the real us, I guess.
Yeah. And I'm curious to find out and dive in more to find out how you broke out of this mold, because it's so true that within, I mean, society in general here in the States, there's freedom. There's, you know, a lot of people that are entrepreneurs, and, but there still is, I think, an overarching view of still of staying in a box, staying a certain way. And I think that you bring up a certain point of, you know, that you don't necessarily have to be happy. It's just the way it is. Just accept it, suck it up, and find the things that you like to do on your, you know, on your free time, if you have free time, which a lot of people deny themselves of. But I like the point that you brought up, that of staying small because you don't want to seem stuck up or not thinking that you're better than others. Like this whole individualistic mentality is kind of not promoted. So in that, so how did you break free from this?
I think I just got really tired of being that way, because it made me really depressed, because I was trying to be someone that I was not. And I went to therapy for a long time, and my therapist always asked me, what do you want to do? What do you want to become? And I said, so for such a long time, I really don't know. But I always really did know what I wanted. I wanted to do something different. And I started to be more and more honest about that. And then I also began to tell that to my friends and my family. And I figured out that I was going to be a coach. And it was kind of breaking out a bit, but not too much, because it was kind of a clear plan. But now I have just become more and more honest, and I do my own thing, and people accept what I do. And it's really freeing that I have acceptance and people support me. But it was a long way to I think I used so many years to just daring to say that this is me, and this is what I like, this is what I don't like, and kind of daring to voice my opinion. And I think when I didn't, that made me more depressed and more feeling more hopeless, because it didn't seem like my life would have much meaning if I would live it by someone else's way of living it and not my own.
Well, so important what you just said. I mean, honest, you started actually verbalizing and expressing. You started actually believing it yourself. And like you said earlier, the word confidence, becoming more confident. And once you have that confidence and you're verbalizing what you want and who you are, then you're taking care of you. You're taking care of who you are, and you're happier, and people are either going to fall off or they're going to be attracted to you.
Yeah. I think that is so important. And also what you said about saying it out loud and being honest. And it starts really with being honest with yourself, kind of, what do I really want? Who am I? What don't I like? Why am I doing the things I'm doing? And being honest with yourself first, and then starting to tell other people about it, or setting your boundaries, or doing things the way you want to do them.
Yeah. I think that's important too, the setting the boundaries aspect. And also speaking your truth to, in setting the boundaries, when you're speaking your truth and saying who you are and what you want, it's like saying it to people who are going to be supportive. And if they're not, just being ready to be, just to brush them off and not soak it in, you know, because we get so excited. I know for me, I get excited about things, and sometimes I've learned how to scale back, because I'll just kind of like have, it'll just spew out of my mouth because I'm so excited. I'll just be like, yeah, this, I'm thinking this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And people might be like, what are you talking about? And do you really think you can do that? And you're being ridiculous. And then it's kind of like, you know, a balloon deflated. So I've learned to kind of be excited about it, feel confident about it within myself, and find my tribe that I can express to, where I won't feel that, you know, deflation, even though I know it's about kind of stepping in and being like, I really don't care, which actually I have stepped more into personally. And I'm wondering for you too, when people have said those negative things, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's great. You don't have to be on board, but I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that myself, that I can be in this confident mood and feel really good about everything and feel like I don't care what anyone else thinks. But some days I'm not in that mood, and I can feel really hopeless and wanting to give up or something like that. And those days, sometimes it's good to just keep it to yourself and to the people that really believe in you, so you don't get that extra load on the times that gets tougher, and kind of can think like, okay, that's what that person said. They said I couldn't do it, or maybe that person is right. And sometimes just choosing who you discuss your dreams with, because a lot of people won't believe in them, because we are learned to not believe in too big dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, very true. Very good point, where you kind of gauge how you're feeling for that day to kind of how you move forward and who you're expressing to, what you're expressing.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good point. So, yeah, so talk to me about who your audience is at this point. And this is all, if you could also tell us more about, because you've had a journey to where, you know, where you've been as far as jobs to now, because this is pretty new, the whole coaching aspect, isn't it?
Yes, it's a year going now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, so if you could tell us a little bit about that journey on, I mean, you said some, but on some things that you did prior and who your audience is now that you're honing in on.
Before this, I have worked different jobs. I have been in health and I have worked in clothing stores, but mostly in health. Now I'm really finding my way, I guess. I'm doing coaching, and what I really like is to speak and express my thoughts and speak about things I found inspiring, things I think can help others. I think when I speak, I am mostly talking to young girls or young women, but I also have a male audience. And I think I also are kind of in between with that, because I think it is so good when I can talk with males about this topic, because I think it is so important, and I think also they really crave more information like this. And especially in Norway, I have a Norwegian podcast, and I know that it's a lot of different people listening to that. And that is, I want to kind of bring the males more into it, because I think I can have such good conversations with them too. But I feel like my target audience is girls like me or women like me that really want to expand, that want to make a change, because that is my expertise. That is what I'm good at. That is what I have mastered, and am mastering every day, and am getting better at.
We're a work in progress, right?
Yeah, always. I think we will always be work in progress.
Always, I hope.
Yeah.
That's if we're like expansive and we're open to it, we're always a work in progress. Otherwise, we just kind of stay on that hamster wheel and it's just the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, I love that, because my grandma, she is one of my best friends, and she always says that too, that she's learning something new every day. And she's, yeah, that's so inspiring. She's a really inspiring woman.
Yeah, oh, that's amazing. That's so great that you're so close with her. So important.
Yeah.
It really is. So you're like, you're a thought leader. And for your age group and younger, I mean, what an inspiration because you're really like breaking the barriers.
Yeah, I think that is what I really want, because I think it's so needed. And I know when I was younger and really struggling, that was what helped me to find that person that I could relate to and look up to, or just, yeah, recognize myself and understand that, okay, I can also do whatever I want with my life.
Because I mean, we have, I don't know what the number is, but we have lots of thoughts a day, like thousands and thousands. I'm just going to say 75,000. If anybody knows scientifically what it is, please put it in the chat. But so many of those thoughts tend to be repetitive and they're not always the nicest thoughts. They tend to be about worry and fear and God, that was a stupid thing that I said. Why did I do that? And all of these things which aren't growing and are not expansive thoughts.
Yeah.
And when we can kind of break free out of that and give ourselves grace and just kind of learn, I find within what I do, it's learning to laugh at yourself more and just be more playful and explore different kinds of things to do. And you can just be a more expansive person and be a happier person.
Yeah.
because it's not that serious.
No, it's not. And I think that is so important. I feel like becoming more like a child or your child self. And since I have kind of becoming more of myself and more authentic, I feel like more of my child self, like Anya, like the way she dreamt and the way she talks. And I feel like that's where I'm at right now, becoming more and more like a child or seeing through the eyes of a child. And also to find that creativity and that spark in what I do.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important to be more playful.
Yeah, definitely. There we go. Somebody answered. Thank you so much. In average, we have 50,000 thoughts a day. Yeah, it's a lot of thoughts.
It is a lot of thoughts. And I remember when I was depressed or younger, my thoughts were really spinning and they were so negative all the time. And when I really started working on myself and kind of come out on the other side, my head was just still almost. And it was a long time where I just felt this peace. And it was so such a weird thing because it just felt like someone turned off something that has been going on inside of my head, or just when someone turn off something that is making a lot of noise and you just get that silence. And I felt that for a really long time, and I now still feel that most of the time, just this stillness. And I'm always working on kind of programming these new thoughts, these thoughts I really want
Yeah.
to have. But I
Well.
feel like we will always get these limiting beliefs up because when we are expanding, they will show up so we can work through them.
Yeah, so true. It's not a world of like rainbows and unicorns. It's not like, oh, everything's so happy and perfect all the time. It's really like you're saying, it's like finding the stillness, and we're works in progress. So it's learning to take the breath, have the awareness, figure how you're responding instead of reacting, which for me I found is huge. That real true awareness of learning when I need to step back and be like, okay, I'm not gonna react in the way right now with full emotion. I need to just step back for a minute and figure how I'm gonna respond and take that breath beforehand. Not that it's always a negative. I'm saying that more in like a stressful situation, obviously.
I feel that too, that I'm really more good at now to kind of realize what is happening and why it's triggering me so much and what is triggering me, and getting more awareness of the situation and the other person too.
Yeah.
But I have studied this so much since I kind of started my journey. And sometimes I forget that not everyone thinks like me and that
Not
we are different.
all the
No. So sometimes
same.
it can be just like, oh, why you think like, oh, people should think like this and people should know this, but not everyone does or are really interested in the same things as me or like the same as me. So just to realize that too, that everyone has a different path.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Which is the way it should be. I mean, I think it's why they have different flavors of ice cream. It's, there's variation in it. So not everybody thinks exactly the same way, but I, in time, especially now, I've found that it's just so important to acknowledge others and listen. You don't always have to agree. But there's an understanding.
Yeah, that is really important. And that is the best conversations too, when you can disagree on something or but trying to understand and being honest with what you don't understand and daring to just mean what you mean and think the things you think and have your own feelings, but still being having a conversation and still connecting.
Yeah, connection. It's about the connection. In my head, I'm thinking about my son is doing door-to-door sales, which I have to say, if you can do door-to-door sales, you can do anything. I mean, that is a hard job. Yeah. And he's doing it for a roofing company. So what he's kind of found in this, I bring it up because it's what he's found in it is that he's being of service. He's offering people. He's not scamming people. He's truly wanting to help people. The company is, you know, his goal is to help people to get a new roof and get it for a cheaper price because it goes through insurance. So what we talk about, like what him and I talk about, is the fact that he's learning so much because he's learning about how to speak to people, because people aren't going to be happy when you're coming to their door. They're going to be like, why are you invading my space? What are you trying to take advantage of me? All this kind of stuff. So how you approach the situation, how you read somebody's body language, how you learn to the whole thing of, you know, acknowledge things that are around them and compliment them in order to bring their guard down. Like all these different kinds of things are so important. And he's gotten so much better at what he does because of it.
Yeah. And it is really interesting because we can learn something in every situation and we can really become, I think, in every situation we find ourselves, it is a lesson to be learned. And it is, we can always be in service where we are. Yeah. If that is doing whatever we are doing, even just going to the store, smiling and being a nice person, or just meeting someone's eyes, that can mean a world of difference. And every job has a purpose. It doesn't need to be a top leader or the president to make a change, because we can make small changes every day in everyday activities.
Yeah, agreed. Being of service. So moving to the second question, and again, I want to thank people that are here live. We appreciate you. So how do you incorporate more creativity into your own life?
Yeah, I have to be honest. I think I need to be even better at this, but I try to give myself more space. I think and getting off social media, I think, is important for me, and being in nature and exploring and going back to being more childlike.
I
use kind of social media for myself when I post pictures and videos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That is also a way I express my creativity to others. But mostly, I really, really like writing and expressing myself through writing or poetry. I also love that. So yeah, I think I am a really creative person, but I can kind of forget it or neglect. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And I think, thank you for saying what you're saying and just being honest about it, because it's true. Like I said, we're human, you know, we're not perfect. We're not, it's all a process. But I think the more that we practice and become aware and cognizant, the creative aspects are both what you choose to do in your own time, which could be just, it could be meditating. It could be just going for a walk in nature, like you said. It could be having conversations, because the way that you have conversations, you're this is, you're forming something, you're shaping something, you know, it's about the relationship. It could be in what you do. And a lot of times when I talk to people within business settings, they're like, well, I'm not a creative person. I'm like, your imagination, your idea, your concept that started in your head and then came out, you shaped it, you formed it, either by writing it down, speaking with people about it, all these interpersonal skills, like that's creativity. Yeah. You took something that didn't exist and you brought it out and they're like, oh, I never thought of it that way. It's yeah. like, yeah, we're all creative. We're being creative all the time. It's just a matter of if it's serving us or not.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's, I haven't looked at it that way either. I think I haven't spent that much time thinking about what's creative, but always knowing that I want to explore it more and being more of it.
Well, from what you said, you're doing a lot of it. I mean, you're giving yourself space with nature, the childlike. Tell us about your morning routine, because I saw one of your videos. I started your video on this. So that in itself is a creative aspect of yourself. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I usually wake up and meditate. And then I move my body, either yoga or workout. And then I like to write for a bit in my journal, either about something I want to manifest or what I'm feeling or what I need to get out, but most importantly, my intention for the day. Often when I do yoga, I also do that with an intention for the day ahead. And yeah, I don't remember what I do, but I think I eat after that. I really love my breakfast. So I also kind of like to do that nicely with something I really like. So with food too, it's also a way to be creative and do something nice for yourself. Mm. And also in the start of the day, I try to only have good thoughts and good feelings. I really trying to start the day off good. And if I'm listening to something or reading something, I do it to feel better, to be inspired. Mm-hmm. So I really set my day off on the right foot. And I am not on my phone at least for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Was that hard for you in the beginning?
Yeah, in the beginning, it is really hard because I think most people or many are looking at their phone the first thing in the morning, scrolling, and it's a way to wake up and to not fall asleep. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, it was hard. And I think I still have a way to go in the afternoon to put my phone down. Earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all of us. We're addicted. It's yeah. also been like proven that, you know, we get that there's a brain addiction that when you press the buttons, it sets off certain like hormones and endorphins, or not saying it correctly, but it makes you feel good.
Yeah. It is really, really addictive.
Yeah, it is. But I love what you said in your morning routine. And oh my gosh, you have so much going on in your life where you're really consciously creating, like you're setting the tone, which I think is so beautiful to be reminded of, and listeners to be reminded of this. And for me to be reminded of, it's just this cognizant awareness. So you wake up and you meditate, and then there's the physical movement, and then there's the journaling. And throughout, there's a specific intention. You're being very intentional. You're intentional about that practice. You're intentional about the food that you're putting in your body. It's like starting off with wanting to nourish your body and make it feel good and give gratitude because, hey, we woke up. like we were gifted another day. So you're nourishing yourself and then specifically making the intention of having positive communication or good feeling communication, either with others or with what you're listening to. So it's like a completely inspired morning.
Yeah. I really, and sometimes I can fall off, and I really notice when I don't have those morning routines. They really do so much for my mood and for my day. And I think they are really, really important.
Yeah. Yeah. So listeners, if you're doing, like, if you have a morning routine, put it in the chat box. Would love to hear what your morning routine is. Next time, how could I? So thank you. If you want to be, so if you would like to be on the podcast, then reach out to me separately in the comments, and I'll be in touch with you. So I'm very happy that you put it out there, and appreciate you. When I have a guest, I'm only speaking with one person, so the listeners can put in the chat box, which you did. So I appreciate you. So I look forward to hearing from you about being on a podcast another time. So, but yes, getting back to that, what I kind of learned too for myself, somebody taught me, was that for when I wake up, I drink only water and liquids. I make my chai tea, which makes me feel really good in the morning. And then I don't eat for about usually an hour or two. It's kind of like, it's just liquids, because it kind of, she taught that, she didn't say with the chai tea, but to drink liquids, because it kind of primes your stomach for the food that you shouldn't eat and drink at the same time. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard about not drinking and eating at the same time.
Yeah, that it's not good for digestion.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I was like, ooh, that's so interesting. I never heard of that. And I've been really cognizant to do that. And it does feel different, less bloating.
Yeah. Yeah, I have thought about it. And then, but I think since my conditioning and because I am used to drinking while eating, it kind of, it is a habit to change. But I mostly also start my day with drinking. And not eating before, after movement and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anything else to touch on before we move on? Anything with music, with travel, with reading, with climbing mountains, with, I don't know, anything?
Yeah, I really enjoy reading. And that has inspired me so much. With music, I find it, like I said before, really important to me to listen to music that make me feel good. And especially, I'm really, with the words that are they are using, the meaning behind the text is also really important to me. And I think even though people are not that conscious of it, I think it do something to us. And it's a lot of inappropriate music out now. And I like some of it, and sometimes I can listen to it. But other times I listen to it and I'm just like, why are we listening to stuff like this? This is really harming. And alarming at times.
Well, I think it's true. I think there's an emotional connection, but I think also that art is, be it in whatever form, is a reflection of the times, and it's a form of expression. Yeah. So for me, I feel like it needs to be put out there because it's expressive. And if it stays in, then it doesn't feel good. It needs to be expressed instead of repressed. And, but I think that an individual knows how that resonates with them. I've had multiple conversations with, my son about this, because a lot of times with the music he'll listen to, I'm like, I understand, I get it. But he's like, it's the beat that gets me. He's like, it's not necessarily the words. It's the beat behind it. Or if they're talking about certain words that aren't necessarily uplifting words, he likes the story behind it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that with some kind of music, it is a story. And even though it's more sad or something like that, that is okay. But I'm talking more about music that is really vulgar or just, yeah, I don't know, but
just to be vulgar, just yeah, vulgar, just to be vulgar for no other reason.
Yeah, that kind of music that think can affect young people to in a way that is not really healthy or
I agree.
But of course there is a lot of different music, but for me, and I also have times where I listen to some kind of music and other times I listen to something else. But I feel like when I am in a good mood, I can use really uplifting music to feel even better and to dance and move and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I think music can be a really helpful tool. And also when you are feeling down, it is helpful to let it out and then maybe listen to something sad or something that expresses how you are feeling.
Yeah.
So I think there is a time and space for everything.
Yeah, I love that. So true. Music is really good for that. It's good for showing how you're feeling. And just when you're like really excited or just really want to move, you put on that something with like a fast beat or whatever and just blast it. My daughter and I, we love to sing in the car completely. I mean, we suck and we're just like, turn up the radio and just put the windows down and just yell, sing. And it's just so much fun. Sometimes if my husband's sitting in the car too, he's just like, oh my God. We're like, sing along. He's like, no, thank you. But it feels good. So, okay. So as we are getting to the top of the hour, we are moving on to the third question, which is basically like wrapping it up and putting a nice little bow on it and asking, so why do you think creativity is important?
Oh, I think the expression of feelings. And I think, as I said in the beginning, that it is an expression of our most authentic self. And that we can use creativity to express in whatever way we want and be whoever we want to be and take our imagination, the thing that is only for us, and share it with others.
Mm.
And that is just really inspiring and uplifting.
Yeah.
And I think it puts kind of more magic into the world. It makes the world a bit more magical and fun and less serious.
Yeah. Love that word magic. Whew. So can you please let people know how they can connect with you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. My name is Anja Bjerlin, anja.bjerlin on Instagram. And on YouTube, I'm also Anja Bjerlin. So, and my website is anjabjerlin.com. So you can find me there too.
Wonderful. Well, before you go and before we say our goodbyes, can you type that in the chat? So can you type that in the chat on your end?
Yeah.
Anja? Okay, wonderful. And I'm going to include everything into the bio of the podcast when it gets posted. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Final words of wisdom. I know that you just spewed a lot right there, but are there any other final words of wisdom that you can share with this lovely audience?
I think the most important thing is to listen to yourself and to be honest with yourself and really dare to be yourself and be authentic. And you can start, I know it's really, it is, can be terrifying, but just start where you can. Start really small. You can start to be honest with yourself, writing in your diary what you want, your dreams and wishes, who you want to be, and taking it one step at a time. But it all starts within you. So you really need to get to know yourself and start with yourself, because that is the only thing you really can do. So, yeah.
Beautiful. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, it was nothing. I just said that's important.
It is. It's key to everything. And it's the most perfect way to bring our chat to a close. So, Anya, I am so grateful that you took this time to talk. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun.
I'm so glad. I'm so, these conversations just light me up. And I'm so grateful to everybody who is here live and those that are catching the replay. This space is all about inspiring each other, sharing stories, and connecting. So please like, follow, and share so we can spread the goodness and the inspiration. We have always needed it, and we need it more now than ever to feel this connection. And also within my company, Express Yourself Publishing, I have my multi-author book will be launching next Friday, September 17th. Called Creativity Is Whatever You Want It to Be. So exciting. So to find out more information and follow how you can purchase it, just 99 cents for these incredible stories that go beyond a pencil and a paintbrush, go to my Facebook page at Hollis Grow Citron, and you can find out all the information there and the website, iamcreativephilly.com. So grateful to you again. I wish you a good morning, a good afternoon, a good evening, wherever you are in this world, and look forward to speaking to you soon. So goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Feeling inspired? There are so many ways to do things for you, to get yourself moving, to get your creative juices flowing, and to have fun. Check out I Am Creative and Express Yourself Publishing. Go to iamcreativephilly.com, iamcreativephilly, PHILLY.com, and check out the experiential kits. Check out Creative Shway, which is all about creative inspiration and guidance. And for Express Yourself Publishing, there's so many multi-author book opportunities. So I would love to chat with you so much. Everybody's creative. Everybody has a voice. Everybody has an expression, and I can't wait to meet you. Thank you so much for taking this hour to listen to our stories and share the energy. And I wish you a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in this world. Bye, everybody.